We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It takes a lot of pressure off the receivers. Having a guy like him being able to catch out the backfield like that is special because it also puts a lot of pressure on the defense too. So they also got to worry about covering a running back too that's capable of obviously catching like a receiver. Being around him and seeing how his work ethic is and how hard he practices just shows that he's hungry and he's ready to play.
Presented by Chafin Luan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. That's Deontay Johnson on Najee Harris, who made an incredible one-handed catch in the end zone. And we can say that because Harris posted a picture of it on his Instagram story, which, what is Instagram story? It's a thing that you post, but
it disappears.
Picture, but people captured it and posted it, so it really didn't disappear.
Well, you can screenshot it, but like, yeah, it's something you post and it's on the screen for a couple seconds. That's the best way I share pictures of the kid. You can make a list for your close friends only. And they can see stuff. Najee Harris wanted everybody to know that he made that backhanded one-handed
catch. But he didn't
want
it permanently on his Instagram page, evidently.
Just a little taste, I guess.
Craig, do you have Instagram stories?
For it.
I do.
What goes on there?
Barely anything anymore.
Because your wife caught you looking at buxom women on there?
I didn't do that. It was the algorithm did that to me.
The algorithm can't just come up with that all out of whole cloth, Craig. It has to have something to go from.
I think it can.
Oh, what are we now? Now we've got artificial intelligence that's sentient.
We're brothers. We're brothers in arms.
So wait a minute. You would rather try to convince your wife that like Skynet from Terminator is a real thing rather than acknowledge that the algorithm was picking up something that might have led it to that.
I'm not trying to convince her of anything. I'm just trying to make her see that that's what happened.
Okay.
So more buzz around Harris. Johnson just added fuel to the fire. Rivers Casino Sportsbook Offensive Rookie of the Year odds for this year.
Uh-huh.
Najee is ninth behind Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Mac Jones, so the five first-round quarterbacks, and then Kyle Pitts, the tight end. I asked our listeners on Twitter today where you'd rank them among the AFC North running backs. Chubb, Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Najee Harris, Kareem Hunt, Joe Mixon.
Yeah. He's definitely not ahead of Chubb. Sorry. That guy, probably pure runner of the football. I don't think anyone's better. I don't really know.
What do you mean you don't think anyone's better? You don't think Derrick Henry is a better pure runner of the football?
No, I actually think Chubb is a better pure runner of the football.
What's that mean, pure runner?
He can hurt you on different kinds of runs.
I think Derrick Henry hurting you is the definition
of him as a runner. Derrick Henry, fine. I'll go. There's only one, Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Better pure runner than Chubb. Are we going to meet halfway on that one?
No, I still think Chubb is
inferior to who?
Well, I think he's a product of his offensive line, but
he's good. Derrick Henry's not?
No. Henry's yards after contact are better than anyone in the NFL, and it's not even close.
What are his yards like before contact? That would probably be the real indicator of what his offensive line's doing for him.
Okay. Do you know that off the top of your head?
No, I thought you would.
Why would I have done any Derrick Henry research? We were talking about AFC North.
You did enough to tell me that his yards after contact
were the best in the football.
Well, because
I'm just flabbergasted that you would say Chubb is better than a running back that had 2,000 yards. But maybe I shouldn't be because you're going back to your Browns fandom with that take.
I don't think
it's seeping through.
I don't think saying Nick Chubb is an elite running back who's better than arguably everybody in the league is me being a Browns fan.
That he's better than Derrick Henry is a pro Browns take.
Since when are you pro Titans?
He led the league in rushing last year and went over 2,000 yards. That's not being a Titans fan. That's just going off the numbers, the production. You want to say Chubb's the best in the AFC North? Fine. Is Najee too?
No. He hasn't played an NFL game yet.
So what? The second Saquon Barkley got drafted by the New York Giants, he was like probably the second best running back in that division behind Zeke Elliott without having ever played a down. But you can't bring yourself to say that about Najee. Why?
Because he's not the number two overall pick in the draft.
Okay.
He wasn't even the consensus for
sure. All right,
sure,
so how many of
these
starting running backs in big-time backup running backs, Edwards and Hunt, is he better than?
Kareem Hunt had 1,145 yards from scrimmage last year. He was pretty darn good. But I will say he slots in. Oh, this is tough. I think Mixon's really good, but saddled with a bad offensive line.
What's Harris saddled with? The 90s Cowboys offensive line?
No, he's not. He doesn't have a good one. Okay. And a quarterback who doesn't really want to run the ball.
Wouldn't call it great.
I'd put him fourth. Behind Dobbins, in order, Chubb, Dobbins, Mixon, Harris. Kareem Hunt is only behind him because Nick Chubb's going to get more of the touches there.
But I'm asking you who you think is a better running back, not what you think their total numbers are going to look like at the end of the year.
I just gave you who I think is a better running back.
So you think even though Hunt has led the league in rushing yards that Harris is better than him?
Wait, when did you become the Kareem Hunt apologist here?
I'm not. I'm just surprised to hear you say that. You glorify Chubb and now you talk down Hunt. That's weird.
Only in the sense that they're going to split the carries. But I would take Cleveland's backfield stable over anything that the Steelers or any other team in the division is going to put forth. More yards from scrimmage this year, Kareem Hunt or Najee Harris?
Harris, because he's going to be the bell cow and they're just going to get him involved more,
more yards per touch.
Hunt. I think Edwards is the only guy that I would put Harris ahead, Najee ahead of right now, because I think Edwards is just a total product
creation
of his offensive line. Correct.
Well, he's just a straight
He was an undrafted
ahead.
Guy yeah. who has one way of running the ball and it works in that offense. It's just dive up the middle over and over and over and over and over again.
What would he be in a triple option?
He's a battering ram.
He's the B-back or whatever they call it.
I think it goes Chubb, Mixon, Dobbins, Hunt, Harris, Edwards.
That's a reasonable
So he's five.
It's a reasonable
Craig,
list.
Where would you put him?
I think I'd go with third.
Behind?
I'm not as quick to put Dobbins ahead of him.
Okay, so who?
Chubb and Mixon?
Yeah. And I even have questions about Mixon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.